AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Good morning. Hours of body camera footage is laying bare the chaotic response to the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas.
We might need help. We got shots fired at the school, bro. Yeah, guys inside the classroom right now.
That's Sergeant Eduardo Canales, head of the city's SWAT team. From Officer Justin Mendoza.
A child just called that they have victims in there. Call 911.
376 federal, state, and local law officers responded. It took more than an hour for them to confront the gunman, who killed 19 students and two teachers. The white gunman charged with killing 10 black people at a Buffalo supermarket is scheduled for arraignment today. The indictment could make him eligible for the death penalty. And the death penalty or life without parole is the decision jurors in Florida will make in the penalty trial of Nicholas Cruz, which gets underway today. He killed 17 people at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland in 2018. Three people were fatally shot and two were injured at a mall in Greenwood, Indiana yesterday after a man with a rifle opened fire in the food court. A legally armed 22-year-old shot and killed him. Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon's federal trial starts today. Our Sagar Magani has details.
Bannon is charged with criminal contempt of Congress after defying a subpoena from the House panel investigating the Capitol riot. He spent months arguing he could not testify because Donald Trump claimed executive privilege. 9 days ago, his lawyer said Bannon was willing to testify because Trump waived the claim. The committee has noted the claim was irrelevant since Trump fired Bannon 5 years ago, and Bannon was a private citizen when they talked before the riot. Jury selection in the trial starts today, with Bannon facing two counts, each carrying a potential year in prison. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. Next week, Pope Francis is heading to Canada. Karen Shamas reports he spoke about it Sunday.
Dear brothers and sisters of Canada, as you know, I will come among you above all in the name of Jesus to meet and embrace the indigenous populations. The Pope spoke from a studio window of the Apostolic Palace facing the square. The pontiff went on to admit Catholic abuses on Canadian indigenous populations. Unfortunately, in Canada, many Christians, including some members of religious institutions, contributed to the policies of cultural assimilation that, in the past, gravely damaged in various ways the native communities. More than 150,000 native children in Canada were forced to attend church-run schools in order to separate them from their homes and culture. In these schools, physical and sexual abuse were rife. Canadian native rights groups called for the Pope to apologize on Canadian soil for the abuses. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.